evening.
Here is the Ome Radio News in Special Live Bibia English. My name Seyo Watson. One of the senators from Lofa County, George Tengbe, he said he asked the Senator House to try to find out or make sure that report from the different government working area now that are concerning the executive mansion where they've been facing. The executive mansion that they offered for the president of Liberia. And this building here, they pulled it down in 1963 when William V.S. Tubman was president in Liberia. In 2006, generator breaking current to the building on July 26, a catch fire and that place burned, especially the president's office on the fourth floor. From that time on, they be facing this thing. And then George Tengba say, no way, no tea, no report. The money they're giving them to face a place here and the place can't finish, they can't get nothing. So now the senators them will put their foot down and make sure that they know how the whole executive mansion facing business going. The Ebola group they call Prevail in Liberia here. On Sunday, they put a program down where they now put new injection down. They want to call it Prevail 5, and that the new injection steady they put down to the Redemption Hospital there, where this one is for children. They get another name for this particular injection or vaccine here. They call it Prevac vaccine steady. The Prevail people, they've been doing, since the Ebola fall down, they've been trying the injection for the Ebola, and they do plenty now. They want to see the one that they are putting down now, how it will be working in children. And so to the program, to open this one here, the number two big person for the government of Liberia, Ome Joe Boakai, say for people in a country, when they are not sick and well and strong, that one, that the key for a country to be big and it will be strong. This particular program that's going on now is a joint program between the government of Liberia and the United States group they call the Clinical Research Partnership. One civil society leader, Mr. Prince Crippler, he is the big person for the water bowl in Liberia here. He said now they are talking with big government people in the country and other people to make sure that every time the government making budget, clean water business should be number one. He say water that they write for every human being in the world here. So government all over the world, they make sure that clean water go to their citizens so that small sickness then like cholera then other sickness that running stomach that can come through water because when the water not clean, so all the things they can put it one side. The government office on small gun control, what they call Liberia National Commission on Small Arms, they've been going around the country to try to let people know about a law, what they call the Firearms Control Act. And they say they finished with this one here. Mr. Josiah Jokai, who is one of the person working to the place and is in front of this particular campaign here, say this one, they finish talking all the gun control law, talking to all the people there, all over this country, and the people then finish understanding it. Another government working area, what they call the National AIDS Commission, they also put a campaign down, what they call Know Your Status, which means know yourself. And then they will be doing the one here in three counties. This one, they're doing so because the herbal sickness they call AIDS. It's something right now, when we catch you, no medicine for it. Scientists have been trying, and today, no medicine for it, but they're still trying. So they say they'll carry the campaign here in counties and three counties where the whole AIDS business plenty. Like the three counties and Mosorado, Magibi, and Grand Bassa County. Mr. Solomon Hine, who is the big person or program manager for the National AIDS Commission, is the one who talk all this one here to Army Radio. One civilian group that people also get in a campaign to make sure that they talk to the people then who are running now to be lawmaker, so that when they win, or those who win, when they go in the lawmaking house, they will make sure that the money where government wants at the county development fund, the people really get that money and get a development what they put it down for. This group, they call Citizens United to Promote Peace and Democracy, they be holding meeting, what they call town hall meeting, where the people then who are running in Mankibi, Grand Bassa, and Muswello County to start with them. Say they want that government put down the lawmaker, then that there, they work with it, but they not do no, they were not too satisfying. So the next group of people should come there and start from the play. What don't want and what they now stop, so that the county development fund people can get it better from it. That is the end of the Ome Radio News in special Liberian English. My name is Seyo Watuse. Good evening.